This is Direct Sports 101, where we talk about Cleveland, Ohio's baseball, basketball, and football. Today here on Direct Sports 101, we are going to start out with the Cleveland Browns. First, Dez Bryant was reportedly seen in a Cleveland airport. Now, I'm not so sure I fully believe this news. One, because if he really was there, then why wasn't there any ESPN news about it? And two, if he was there, they probably would have gotten a done deal by now. I don't really get it. Why are they coming out with all these news if they're not really going to say anything? But you know what? They have a 2-3 odds to land Dez Bryant. That's more than any team in the NFL. That's a 60%. He could really help our young receiver core out, especially Corey Coleman, who dropped that pass. Now, Baker Mayfield, the number one pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, is exceeding all expectations during training camp, but all the way up to day 7. But Tyrod Taylor is still their starting QB. And now, I don't know if I fully believe in this. I might have Baker start from day 1, but have him sit. Get us to the playoffs, Tyrod Taylor. And in other news, Brown's new left tackle. Yes, new left tackle. Joe Bitonio is dealing with a calf injury, but will be ready for the start of the regular season. And now for the free agency part of the Browns, the Cleveland Browns signed a 3-year Pro Bowler, Kevin Bowen, to the offensive line. Now for the Cleveland Indians. The Cleveland Indians are back in action today against the Los Angeles Angels, who are 54-56. The Cleveland Indians are 59-48. The Cleveland Indians have Corey Kluber on the hill tonight. Now, for the trade deadline. The Indians didn't really pick up anyone too special. They got Leonis Martin for a couple prospects. I'm not sure if I like Leonis Martin. Haven't really watched him play yet. But, you know, hopefully we can get it done. Now, the Cleveland Indians playoffs. The Indians have a shot to make a run this year. Everyone has to step up and play their part. Yankees and Red Sox. I think they can beat the Yankees and Red Sox. But they have to play hard and everyone has to make the right decisions. Now, for Adam Simber and Brad Hand, the Indians gave up Francisco Mejia, their top prospect in their farm system for those two players. I really hope they're good. Adam Simber has like a 3.14 ERA and Brad Hand has a 2.18. Brad Hand got the save the other day against the Twins. Trevor Bauer got the win. Now, Terry Francona, why doesn't he like to spend money? For crying out loud, we lost Carlos Santana and Brian Shaw. All you had to do is pay him. Is it that hard? Now, the Cleveland Indians, hopefully they can win out. No, they're not going to win out. Thinking of basketball. The Cleveland Indians, hopefully they can do something with the rest of the games. I really want to go see one, but I'm not so sure I'm going to. Now, for the Cleveland Cavaliers, this is going to be a little bit hard because they don't really have much news coming out other than they signed 5-time All-Star Kevin Love to a 4-year, $120 million deal, and we'll get to that later. But the only news that's recently come out is that they're looking at Devin Booker, Shane Larkin, but, you know, he signed an overseas deal. But, I don't know, the Cavs are just complicated right now. They let LeBron leave. Everything's just going downhill. But on the bright side, they got Colin Sexton, Kevin Love, Rodney Hood. We'll get to those guys later. Now, we'll start out with Coach Tyronn Lue. Tyronn Lue, I don't really think he's that good anymore. Well, the main reason is because he's just not very good. He doesn't know when to play guys. He doesn't know when to rest them. It's just, I mean, it's bad coming from a guy that just launches and complains all the time, but it's just really, 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 really weird. But now on to Kevin Love. I don't like they have him for 5 more years. I don't like the 4 years, $120 million deal. Because one, it's just a waste of cap space. And two, rebuild. So if you get into the Atlanta got the Cavs top 10 protected pick. And with that top 10 protected pick, if the Cavs get in the top 10 this year, then Atlanta still gets it next year. But I would tank this year and get Colin Sexton and either Zion or RJ Barrett or Romeo Langford. Someone good. Or an up-and-coming star. Or just something. Now for Colin Sexton. Colin Sexton, I think, could be really good. He has that potential. Everything's there for him. I really believe in Colin Youngbowl Sexton. Now, for the whole organization. Just because you signed Kevin Love for 4 years doesn't mean you actually got to be good. If you're bad and he's performing really well, trade him. Trade him. Or if you're doing really good and he's doing really bad, trade him. It doesn't matter. They got him for 4 more years, so they can deal with it. And another thing, what the heck? Can we not provide LeBron James with some good help? Kevin Love, I get it. He's good. But we couldn't provide him with anything else. Just Kevin Love. Oh, you got Isaiah Thomas, who is gone. You got Tyronn Lue, who is a bad coach. And just like Kyrie walked for Isaiah Thomas, and you knew he was hurt with the hip. So why keep on doing all this? I would have left too if I was LeBron James. Continue to get no help all the time. Constantly getting no help. I get it. But I think Kevin Love is going to have an all-star season. And we're going to go 40, probably 46 and like 30. I don't know. But we're going to win in the 40s. And we're going to make the playoffs. We're going to go to the second round. And we're going to lose to the Raptors with Kawhi Leonard. Because, you know, it's Kawhi Leonard. But, so overall, I think the Cavs are going to make the playoffs. Colin Youngbull Sexton has a huge future ahead of him. Fire Tyronn Lue. Keep Kevin Love if you're doing good. Trade him if you're doing bad. Ohio State. What the heck? Urban Meyer, if you knew something about it, he needs to just come out about it. But in the long run, don't beat your wife. Like, are you kidding me? It's that plain and simple. Urban Meyer said he got a text in 2009. He reported it. Nothing happened. And Urban Meyer said he got a text in 2015. He reported it. Nothing happened. So, why, if nothing happened this time, then what the heck? He said after he said all that stuff about the text, nothing happened. He said, who would go and make something up like that? That's not a joke. I just don't get it. Just don't do that type of stuff. It makes no sense. Every time someone does it, they get punished. Don't do it. All right, now for Ohio State season. They open the season up against Oregon State Beavers. They have Dwayne Haskins as their starter. Joe Burrow, I really like Joe Burrow, but he transferred. Tate Martell, I think you give him a chance sometime during the season. Dwayne Haskins, he's their starter all the way. They're 36-point favorites against the Oregon State Beavers. They're playing home on September 1st at 12 o'clock. Now, back to Urban Meyer. I don't think he should be fired. I don't think they're going to fire him. They might fire him in the long run. I don't think he needs to be fired. It's not his fault. He's not the one that did that type of stuff. His wife knew about it, and they're saying she was telling him. I don't think he needs to be fired. Don't fire him, Ohio State. Keep him. He is the coach that we need. He is a good coach. This is Direct Sports 101. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.